Hi everyone, my name is Archana. Today we are here to understand more about projects, team, resources, why do we need them, what is the use, and different techniques, tools involved in all the things which are required to manage the projects. So people, when we talk about projects, team, resources, we already have certain understanding about this in our minds. But what actually it is, as per definition, as per the science which has been defined, let's understand that. Why do we need team management? Because each of us is different. Each individual is different. And to manage or coordinate with different people, we require different styles, different people, different skills. But at the end, why these people are inside or together? Because they have to achieve a common goal which is defined for the project. Give you a simple example. All of us watch cricket matches, right? Who are these teams? Why do we call them teams? Because they are a group of people working together to achieve certain goal. A Mumbai team, a Bangalore team, what is the objective or a goal for them? They want to win IPL or they want to win World Cup. And each of this individual team member is required to do certain job. A bowler is required to bowl, take wickets. A batsman is required to get runs to win the match. Now let's look at what all things are involved in doing this team management. There is no fixed formula to manage a people. Please understand this. If you have to ensure that Kohli gets run, I cannot tell Kohli, get me runs. I have to tell or understand what is his mentality. Or if I want Bumrah to take wickets, there is different set of skills which I require as a captain. Right? So managing people is more of a art than a science. You cannot say, do this, do this, do this, do this. No, there is no fixed formula to manage people. So managing team requires judgment and adaptability. Where are we? Are we playing in England? Are we playing in Australia? Are we playing in India? Where are we playing? Depending on that, we have to change our strategy. Or rather, I would say as an art, we have to change things which will ensure that we achieve the common goal. So when we talk about art, a manager has to, or a person who is managing team, has to adjust according to the team's requirements, skills, to ensure that he or she gets the results that are needed for the project. So, if you remember, once a greatest football coach, Vance, had mentioned that achievement of an organization are result of combined efforts of each player. Combined effort of team or a player. It's not one person winning the match, it's whole team which is required to ensure that the results are delivered. Okay. So, ensuring that individual contribution help make projects successful becomes a key to team management. It's not, as I said, you know, not one person wins the match. It's team effort. And all the team effort combines ensures that we deliver results or our project succeeds. In this endeavor, we are going to basically look at or check different aspects which are involved in managing team and resources. So when we think about team, a team is required for what? A team is required to manage a project. So let's first look at what is a project. So projects are temporary endeavors. Let me give you a simple example. When we think about project, building a bridge is a project. Building a bridge is a project. Why is it temporary? Because the people who are involved in building the project are temporarily involved in that project till the bridge construction completes. Once the bridge construction is completed, no resources are attached to the project. The team is disbanded. They leave to their respective other works. Right? So temporary from the start and end to the project. When first time the excavation started for building a bridge, that is a first stage. And the inauguration by the celebrity for the bridge is the end of the project. So project has definite start and end. That's a temporary phase. They do not last for longer period of time. But the operations part of it. Now, what is operation? Operation is day-to-day activities, routine activities. Day-to-day activities means if I install a toll plaza for the bridge, then every vehicle has to pass through the toll plaza. Now, this toll plaza collection people have routine jobs. What is a routine job? They have to give a ticket to the team, car which is passing, right? And they have to ensure that the boom barriers are lifted. That's a routine job for each and every car which is passing. There is no change. But projects, they are different. They are unique. Each project has a different goal. Another example, if I have to quote you, a movie. Making Avatar movie is a project because once the movie is released in the theater, work is done. The actors do not stay with the team. They will start new movie. Okay, the fight master, the creative directors, the technical teams, all these people are attached to that project for a temporary period of time. They do not continue with the project once it is completed. But operations is a routine job. It keeps on going and going like toll plaza, right? So operations is day-to-day activities, but business focus is more on the projects ensuring the value is delivered. So when we talk about projects, when we talk about projects are unique endeavors that do not fit a day-to-day normal activities of the organization. Projects are special because they create unique products like I talked about Avatar movie or any other movie which is created. These movies deliver different set of goals and values for the people who are involved in a project, right? So project is a planned activity which has definite start and end. Please remember this. So technical aspects of project we'll discuss later, but typical characteristics, if you ask me of a project, they are carried out in several phases. Like a movie. First, a story is written. Then the actors, actresses are selected. Right? Storyline is defined first. So it goes on different stages of planning, execution. Then all the aspects are checked before it is released in a theater, movie. Editing goes on, right? So several phases of the projects are there and it involves non-routine tasks. Please remember, non-routine tasks. I told you about toll plaza. Each car going, boom, barrier lifted, ticket is given. This is not involved in a project. Project is building a bridge. Okay, so as per PMBOK guide, if you know what is PMBOK guide, PMBOK guide is project management body of knowledge. Defines a project in words, a temporary endeavor undertaken to create unique product or service. Temporary endeavor. Please understand this word, temporary endeavor. create unique product and service. Each movie is different, right? Okay. So examples of project I have already discussed: change in structure, staffing, styles of organization, which requires thorough understanding by the team who is redefining the policies, developing new information system, how information is floated. This is also an example. Building a new infrastructure or building, implementing new building infrastructure, implementing new business process or service, that also is one of the I would say projects which are involved, right? Now, when a project is defined, there are people who work on the project, and that is why team management becomes very, very important. A project has a project team. Like a movie, I told you, there are different set of people involved in making a movie. There is a fight master, there is a creative director, a visual effects director, a director, financier. There are so many different people involved. And to manage them is a very, very important task. And these concepts have been basically borrowed from sports terminology. If you look at the origin, all members come together to achieve common goal. If you have seen a rugby player, they hustle. They come together and then discuss. If you have seen football teams, they hustle. Cricket teams, they hustle together. Then they decide what you need to do ahead. Okay, so this all concepts basically origin from sports terminology. And it is essential for a project to succeed that each and every member of your who is involved in a project works as a team. Okay. Now, when we take a look at software projects also have different set of people who are involved. Think about factors that are, you know, made them successful. It's not only one person who is working. There are, I would say, you know, heroes in the project, but they themselves cannot ensure that a project succeeds. There are people who are required to do certain amount of job. Okay, there was an instance, if I will quote it to you. One of the team visited NASA. And in NASA, there was a janitor who was cleaning the floors. One of the team members who is visiting NASA, they asked him, "What are you doing here?" He said, "I am part of the team which is planning to send a rocket to moon." Look at what the terminology or what the thinking is. You should feel part of that team. The person felt that I'm doing something which is contributing to the aspects of building a rocket which will land on the moon. Right? So team effort, even though small it is, okay, it relates to the huge amount of effort which is put by all teams together. If I have to quote a historical example, okay, if you remember in Ramayana, there was a squirrel who added the soil in between the rocks, small contribution, but it led to the strengthening of that bridge, right? Okay, so there are many examples like this, okay, and this team efforts ensure that everything succeeds, or it ensures that whatever results are required are achieved. So as a successful project manager, who is a project manager? We will come to that, okay? But a project manager or manager is dependent on team members who are motivated to achieve the results. Then they should know what is expected of team. They should ensure that appropriate resources, skill, technology are given to the team. Now, simple example, if you ask, or you, if you are a part of a software development company, you have to ensure that your resources have laptops, your resources have proper softwares to work with. Without that, they will not be able to do that. They have a proper environment to work with. Okay? If you do not provide this kind of support, the project will not be able to succeed. If you think you want to make a movies like Avatar, the technological team needs to have know-how which is state of the art, right? So if these are not available to them, team will not be able to perform. And this is a job of a manager to ensure that all impediments, all the required support is given to the team. The workforce productivity increases as they feel attached to the team. And this is how you achieve high performing results. Okay. So team management, what is a team manager we are looking at? Performance do not tell all the stories. The manager has to ensure that all the efforts, because project success not only depends on technological excellence, it depends on people who are working to achieve this technological excellence. Even if you have technical know-how, if you don't know how to put it in a movie, it's of no use, right? So that is why ensuring that getting the best out of your team is a job of a successful manager. And ensuring the team, it's not that one person does everything, okay? Even though that person is technological, we call them nerds, right? These people not only need the expertise, but we need a lot of things which can be achieved, not only by other people, but I gave you an example of a squirrel putting soil in between the gaps while building, right? So there are many things a manager needs to do to ensure that the team building happens and the cohesiveness is maintained. But this awareness, or I would just say team management, is not only related to manufacturing organization. Nowadays, a lot of small or large scale organizations are also adapting to the team management activities. If I give you example, census. And doing a census in India is a huge activity. Or elections is as big as election or as small as managing a small wedding event. Okay, so team management is required everywhere. It's not only the size, but it also involves complexities which are involved. Imagine a person or a team who is working on building Chandrayaan. Okay, Chandrayaan building team also requires team management skills, and a person who is setting up a pop-up store in mall also requires team, because they have to ensure the cutouts are put properly, the team or publicity is done properly. So every team has different set of goals and actions which are needed. And a manager requires to do all these things. So teams, one form, act as a focus, coordination, effort to ensure that everything is done properly. And at the last, it gives you a satisfaction also. Team satisfaction is very, very important. Because if team doesn't feel attached to the organization or project environment, then creativeness doesn't come out. Okay, so it is very, very important that the person who is involved, a team is formed, the creativity and support, everything is given, and that is how the productivity and creativity keeps on increasing for the team. Now, when we ask about, when we talk about team management, it is best understood by a small equation which I will tell you. Ability, effort, and support. A team's performance depends on ability, effort, and support. The formula, please remember this. What is ability? Ability is Kohli is able to hit six. Hardik Pandya is able to hit six. Is he putting the right effort? Yes. Hardik Pandya, bowling effort is more important than batting effort, right? Support. Are we sending Hardik Pandya on the top line or bottom line? What effort or what support team is giving to them? It is very, very important. All these dynamics ensure that what is the performance given by the team. If you send Hardik Pandya at number 8, he will not be able to perform as if we send him at number 6, right? So please remember this. When we think about performance, when we want a performance, the ability, effort and support are very, very important, right? Individual performance is maxed when the above equation is met. Because if you look at, I feel, the captain has put confidence in me. I should perform better. That is why the productivity, performance is boosted. You feel motivated. Each of these activities directly affect one or more independent variables listed in a performance equation of ability, support, effort, right? With work group, individual performance enhances when the support comes from two main sources, namely from the manager responsible for work group and other from the team. Let's say if you are a part of a big team, okay? Manager's responsibility is ensuring that everything happens smoothly. And member's responsibility is I support other team members as well as I deliver. Again, I'll come back to sports example because these terminologies have come from the sports. Cricket. In cricket, when a bowler is bowling, all of the players are fielding. They are supporting the bowler. One individual is supported by so many other people, right? So this is group members supporting each other. Cricket, captain decides when to give bowling to whom. So person or manager responsible ensures that a trust is put. Who will do the final overs bowling? When the roles are adequately carried out or they are properly assigned, then the job responsibilities and performance improves. People feel more connected to it, right? So managers who do not clearly set their goals, we are headed for doomsday. If you do not tell people what to do, they do their task on their own, they do not behave in a consistent way then, okay? They feel left out. And that is why you have to have a person who ensures that the required support is given to the team. Manager who failed to bring the team together, no, they are not a good managers. You have to have a trust in the resources and people, ensuring that the performance is at a peak level. Right? So, managers do not coach, encourage, advise. So basically, who do not coach, encourage or advise are likely to limit the growth and development of their staff. The second area of the support which comes from the team, they develop as a team and the support is maximized. Okay, if you must have seen, simple other layman's example, if I have to give you, you all must have seen Daya Andi, right? If you do not have the strong bottom layer, what will happen to your top level? They will not sustain, right? Okay, so you need to have a trust in each other. Each individual member needs to trust other person. If you do not trust, nothing is headed in a correct way. The scope of managing the team, managing the resources includes basically organizing, managing, leading the project teams. Organizing, managing, and leading the project team. Group of people which are assigned to the roles and responsibilities for completing the project related to all this. So what do you mean by organize, manage, lead? Let's look at it in some time. But organizing, managing, and leading, as I said, we manage the resources. We do not dictate the terms. We manage We ensure that everybody comes together and works, right? So there are different types of project team members and can change over a period of time. How? Let me give you a simple example. If you're building a bridge, okay, for a railway track, normal, it's okay. Normal also you can imagine, okay. If you're building a bridge, okay, when do you think person who is required to lay or the pillars for lightings are required at the start of the project? No. We do not require these resources at the start of the project. We require them at the end. Why? Because that is not critical. Currently, for me, building the pillars of the bridge is more important. If the strength of the core structure is intact, then other things I can work on. Signaling system in the railways. If I'm laying it tracks, railway tracks, signaling system will come later. First, I need to lay tracks. Then I have to decide when and where to put the signaling system. Whether train running on the track can see the signals. Okay. So each individual member who is required, okay, will be onboarded or offboarded according to the need of the project. When I'm thinking about movie, I do not onboard music director and songwriter at the start of the movie. I think about story, I think about actors, I think about how the plot is going to happen, where I'm going to shoot, location, if I'm going to shoot in India, outside India, where. All these things are required. If I have to shoot outside, then I need to have an agent who will ensure all the logistics for the travel are arranged. So person will be needed that time, not at the start of the project. Okay. So type, number of project team members, as they change according to the roles and responsibilities which are involved in a project, they can change over a period of time for the benefit of the project. Now, when we think about early involvement or participation of each and every member, you know, they add their expertise to the project and they increase the commitment to the project. This includes developing a human resource plan. Human resource plan. What do you mean by human resource plan? Okay, we'll talk about it in some time, but very, very important, human resource plan. If the people who are involved in the project, they will be able to contribute in terms of their expertise to the project, we will be able to have a clear picture. Now, all of us must have seen, you know, construction buildings, or maybe you have seen a road construction, concretization. Now, if you must have seen, once the concrete is set, okay, or the person pours the concrete, or the RCC truck comes and pours the concrete. After that, there is some time which is required to set the cement. You must have seen people putting all squares, and then their water is poured on that. Or pillars which are set, people keep on throwing water or, you know, pipes, they will spray water on these pillars. Why is it required? Because there is a setting time for the cement. The strength of the cement dies if it dries early. So you need to have a cement which is wet for a longer period of time. Now, if this time gap is required, then what? If this time gap is required, this knowledge has to be added to the project if you are in a construction project. Right? You need to think about this delay is going to be there. Before I set the next level, I need to ensure that the below level is proper for a building. Right? Okay. So this knowledge will be given by the team to the project in a planning or whatever activities which they are doing. And that is why you need human resource plan. When and what resources needed. So now when I say the water needs to be sprayed, so I have to ensure that the water is available for the team once the cement has been poured or it has been laid. So water is a resource which is required. There is a person who is required to throw the water and fill the gaps. RCC cement truck is required at what time, what date? Right? Which resource is required at what time? Very, very important. Okay? So scope of all these activities, a project manager or manager needs to understand. And also a stakeholder in a project. They are basically project manager needs to understand team and the stakeholders. So who are the stakeholders? Very, very important question. Stakeholders are basically people who are the persons who are positively or negatively affected by the project's outcome. Okay, I'll go back to bridge example again. Okay, if you're trying to build a bridge in Lal Bagh in Mumbai, what will happen? It's all congested area. If you're planning to make a bridge, okay, ensure that the safety, noise pollution, everything is handled. People outside will just say, oh, I'm affected by this sound of so irritating. I can't take it. The MLA or the local politician involved, people might go and lodge a complaint to him. So he's also one of the stakeholders, right? A person who is going to make a plan for the bridge, person who is going to ensure that the laborers are available, these are all people who are part of the project. They are stakeholders in the team. They are stakeholders in a team. Each and everyone is affected by the outcomes positively or negatively. If I'm staying somewhere near to the Lal Bagh, this bridge is going to be a boon because my commute will be faster. But people who are close to the bridge, they will feel irritated because now anybody can peek into their houses. There is noise pollution which will increase. Okay? Air pollution which will increase because the traffic will increase on this road. So these people are positively or negatively affected by the project's outcomes. And that is why they are stakeholders on the team. And when we think about team management, okay, we talked about organizing, managing the work. So broadly, the functions of team management would follow 4 or 5 different steps. Let's look at them quickly. Identify and document the roles and responsibilities and skills required for relationship and creating staffing management plan. When I say staffing management plan is nothing but how the people or resources will be staffed on my project. Staffing management plan. Obtaining and confirming the availability of team necessary to complete the assignment. I told you when what resource is required. When I need a person to throw the water on the concrete. So first, identifying what resources as required, documenting them, then ensuring that availability is as per the project plan. Right? I need a song director. Once I finalize the script or story, I have decided the actors. Depending on that, I start creating music. Right? What kind of resources I need, they will be. And when they will be onboarded will be decided. Now, influence the team competency, team interaction, and overall team environment to enhance performance. Organizing, ensuring the work is done properly. It includes tracking of the performance, team member providing feedback, basically organizing and managing the work of the team. Many times, you know, team needs support. Project managers who are working, they will face different kinds of hurdles. Okay? And they have to provide solutions. And with that solution, you have to look at how they are affecting your project. Issues can happen anytime. I started a movie, but COVID happened. What can I do? What can I do? Imagine, you know, a project manager needs to tweak his or her work. Okay? And this is how the team evolves. Being aware of human resource factors that impact project team, environment, geographical locations, communication, these are all different factors which will affect your work or how the project is evolving. To give you a simple example, so basically the most important work of a manager is to ensure that the communication to the stakeholders is proper. Communication is very, very important. I'll give you a simple example of software testing. Okay, developers and testers. Who is developer? Developer who builds the app. We all use apps, right? Mobile apps. So I'm building a mobile banking app. And this mobile banking app, I need to deliver to the people. But before that, I need to check if it is working fine. So I will give it to somebody who is expert in checking or finding the flaws, who is called tester. Okay, right? So the communication between all these two people is very, very important. So if you ask me about project environments, okay, project environments also can affect how resources will work. If you are working in a mining industry, look at the environment. Mining industry. Look at the resources which are required. I do not need the technical know-how people. I need people who will deliver small fragment of work of mining. The project environment is totally different. It is too risky. One small wrong axe hit and boom. Anything can happen in mining. Geographical location, where are you doing, you know, project team environments. Are you in a government office? Are you in a private organization? All these things will affect. Okay. If you're planning to organize or you have a office which is next to a marriage hall, what will happen to you? Every time there is a wedding, all big sounds will come. Cultural issues. We have to think, we have to overcome all these hurdles. And that all these factors do impact your projects. I cannot do anything. I have to ensure that these all things are taken care of as a manager, as a team. And they have to follow professional and ethical behavior. Very, very important. Professional and ethical behavior. You cannot have teams with unprofessional behaviors. Okay? Because it leads to many different kinds of complications. Cultural issues, I can understand. You know, cultural issues do crop up many times. The communication. If you are dealing with a person who is in USA and person who is residing in Philippines, their cultural values are different. The way they do their work is different. Right? So each and every individual who is involved, they or project manager needs to be aware about the project environment, cultural issues, political issues. Everything leads to the complexities of the project, and then it leads to success of the project. Manager needs to handle all of them.